Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. The University of Chicago is withholding the degrees of four students who were scheduled to graduate Saturday. My colleague, Lisa Corium-Phillip, reports the seniors say it's because they helped organize an encampment to protest the killing of more than 30,000 Palestinians in Gaza. Youssef Hazway is Palestinian. He had just finished his last exam when he got an email saying his application to graduate had been denied.
UChicago is the free speech university, but not for everyone. If you speak up about Palestine, that speech is not acceptable.
Youssef says he has no regrets about joining the encampment.
I would do this 10 times over because there are people in Gaza and Palestine who will never walk the stage again, who will never get a degree.
UChicago leaders denied an interview request. Many pro-Palestinian encampments at college campuses across the country have been taken down. A WBEZ review of six Illinois campus encampments finds significant differences in duration and police response. The longest was DePaul University's encampment, which lasted 17 days. Two people were arrested there. The shortest encampment was held at the School of the Art Institute, which lasted just 5 hours and saw 68 arrests. A new exhibit entitled Georgia O'Keeffe, My New Yorks, opens this weekend at the Art Institute of Chicago. The summer blockbuster largely focuses on O'Keeffe's time spent painting cityscapes in the late 1920s. It was a significant moment in the iconic painter's career. Annalise Madsen is one of the exhibit's curators.
This is the moment when O'Keeffe's modernist vision really comes to the fore, and she's able to kind of control what kinds of pictures or subject matter she's going to take on. Finding that there is an audience for this work, I mean, would embolden her.
Madsen hopes the exhibit expands the public's understanding of Midwestern-born artists. It opens on Sunday. The Bears will have to wait until at least November to further press Illinois lawmakers for help on a new stadium. Bears officials were hoping for quick legislative approval of public incentives to get people to work as quickly as possible on a new complex just south of Soldier Field. The team wants the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority to borrow more than $1 billion to be paid off over the next 40 years. They also want to refinance some of the debt incurred from previous renovations to Soldier Field. Then there are the infrastructure improvements, upgrading roads and public transit around the stadium, plus building out more green space and public areas along the lakefront. Governor J.B. Pritzker has long said he doesn't like public subsidies for private sports teams. Lawmakers come back to Springfield in November for their fall veto session. Wildcat football fans are getting a first look at Northwestern University's plans for a temporary lakeside football stadium. The Sun-Times reports the design includes grandstands in the north and south end zones, with shorter structures along the east and west sidelines. The east sideline backs up to a walking path that runs along Lake Michigan and will be closest to the field. The Lanny and Sharon Martin Lakeside facility is usually home to the women's lacrosse and men's and women's soccer teams. Now Wildcats football will play the majority of their home games there while Ryan Field is being rebuilt. Weather for today, sunshine mixed with clouds, highs in the 70s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, low near 61. Saturday, showers and thunderstorms in waves, highs in the upper 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.